Alrighty, welcome back in inside the convention center. This is Westwood One's Radio Row. It is the Zach Gelb Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. And now joining us is a good friend of the radio program. He is the head men's basketball coach at Oklahoma, here today on behalf of the American Cancer Society, Coaches versus Cancer, and that is Porter Moser. Coach, how are you?
Zach, my friend, it's good seeing you. You had me on when I was at Loyola, and appreciate you, my friend.
This has got to be a little sentimental for you, coming back to this town in San Antonio, because that Loyola Chicago team that you went to the Final Four with, this is where the road did end for you guys.
No, I rolled in last night, and it was nostalgic. And but I will tell you, it's a lot nicer rolling in on a team bus than in an Uber. You know, I'd rather be playing in this thing.
And that's for sure. I've always said this. We always remember the great run to the Final Four. But then a few years later, your final season, when you got to the Sweet 16, was that in a way a little bit more rewarding, even though you didn't get further in the tournament, but it was just sustained success that you could get to the second weekend once again?
Zach, it's exactly what it was. And for me, there was, you know, going to the Final Four at Loyola, I mean, the previous 30 years, they had 26 losing seasons, and then we built it up with a great group of guys. And there was opportunities, but I just didn't want to, I didn't want to run from happy. I was happy. I'm from Chicago, but there was something inside me that just didn't want to be a fluke. I wanted to do it again, but it's hard because you're in a one bid league. You're in a league where you got to win your tournament. And like after that, then we had COVID, and then we won it, the league again, but then we didn't win the tournament. And then in 21, it was a whole new team except two guys. So it wasn't like we did it with a whole new team. And we had to play Georgia Tech the first round. And actually in Chicago, we had to play Illinois, was in the second. Everyone wanted to talk about matchup. And I'm like, guys, Georgia Tech.
Great defensive game. I had the under.
I didn't hear that, Zach. We were like, you have to beat the ACC tournament champion first. And then Illinois was the number one seed in the whole tournament with Kofi and I. Yeah. And we were able to beat them. And we thought we had to beat Oregon State. And we came out and they had this huge zone and they were on that crazy run and we lost to Oregon State.
And you guys were in the bubble, right?
Yeah.
Because I remember you tweeted out the bracket that was on the hotel.
Yes.
And you go, this is the hotel room view. And you sent me a few Loyola Chicago shirts and I had this photoshopped done with the Cam Crutwig mustache. And then my people, they put it up on the hotel and they said, this is a better view for you, coach. So that was bad time in the world. Obviously the whole world was changing, but in a weird way that the team coming together like that must've been pretty neat looking back at it.
It was the most unique thing because they had the two Marriotts together and like they had two or three rooms or floors of ballrooms and everything. So you're sitting there next to the, like, it was, you know, Houston, all of like one thing.
Your opponent,
everyone's right there. And I remember though, we went in like, all right, if you lose, you got to get your crap and get out of here.
It was all that quick.
Oh, it was like crazy. Like game after game, you're sitting in a hotel. We had dates. See all the everyone walking out with their luggage, their head down, like get out of our bubble.
I'm a reality TV hunk. Like it seems like, you know, you get voted off the island, you pack up your bags, and then boom, you're out. Porter Moser here with us. So you made the tournament at Oklahoma this year. When you look back at the season, how do you kind of reflect?
I think it'll be, you know, you're coached to pour into young people, and I just think these guys will have life lessons for the rest of their life because they fought through hard. They fought through hard. The ups and downs we had. We started out the season 13-0, 10th in the country. We beat Arizona, second in the Big 12, beat Michigan, won the second in the Big 10, won the tournament, and beat Louisville, second in the ACC. So the other three power schools, we had great non-conference wins. We go into, we go right into the league. We start out, hey, welcome to the SEC. You're going to start at Alabama.
So fun.
And we go on a run of losing. We're at Florida, at Alabama, at Auburn. Like, that's not...
Look at Auburn. Right before the start of the NCAA tournament, they lost 3 out of 4. And I was one of those pundits. And I love Bruce Pearl. I love Auburn. But I was like, they're not trending in the right direction. But it's the SEC, for crying out loud.
Exactly right. And that's the thing, is there's no good 4-game stretch. There's none. It's all top 25 teams. So mentally, we went from being 10th in the country to getting hit in the face. And we had to pick ourselves up and to fight through hard. And what these guys did on just a daunting schedule. I mean, it's just every single night, you got 3 days later, you got to prepare for another top 10 team.
Where's Oklahoma heading under your watch?
It's a great trending, you know, because of, and I'll be honest, NIL. When you, the revenue share is actually going to help us. Some people think it's going to hurt them, but it's actually helping us because you have to win in April and May. You have to win in April and May if you want to win in February and March. And it's just the reality of it. And you're seeing it going on right now. So to get your infrastructure of NIL powerful and moving in the right direction helps you win in April and May. And this is what I think we're trending, right? Over the first couple of years, and we were the last ones out the previous two. And that was, I think we've really done some things. And now I feel like we're going to have more resources in that revenue share. And jumped up back to back 20-win seasons, got to the tournament. And like all of us, you know, I know we got, that's not my end goal. My end goal is to roll in on a team bus this last weekend.
So you know the coaching carousel. It's crazy, right? We saw your name floated out there for Villanova. Even when I Googled you this morning, you hear about A&M and things like that. What do you say to the Oklahoma fan that's like, Coach, are you going to stay here? Are we going to have you here?
This thing with Oklahoma, you know, the last couple of years, you kind of kept seeing that. There's been some things up in the Midwest, but the people in Oklahoma are special. It's one of the greatest places I've lived. It's just, but you're fighting to get the resources right. And we're moving in that right direction. And for what we had to do to fight through hard this year, because it is, but I said about the lessons these guys learn, these, you know, there's a lot of people that countered us out. There's a lot of pieces. And I was like Bill Murray on Groundhog Day. Every day I was standing in front of them. You guys, there's a path. There's a path. We got opportunities. Every game's quad one. And then, you know, you just have to keep bouncing yourself up. But we fought through hard, and we're going to continue to fight through that. And there's just such opportunity, such a high vision of what we can do being in this SEC. And we're looking forward to it.
What do you take away in replacing Lon Kruger? Because, right, John Shire had to replace Coach Krzyzewski. You know, people always say, you always don't want to be the guy that replaces the guy. You want to be the next guy. I'm like, no, when you get the opportunity, even if you're replacing someone at a program that has a lot of history, that has a great coach, you're either ready or you're not. Clearly, you have a lot of history, but how about what you learned from, you know, replacing Lon Kruger, and then how you can maybe sympathize? I don't know if that's the right word, with what John Shire's been going through.
The hard part about relation to Lon is you're not going to be a better human being than Lon Kruger. That's the shoes of how good of a person and human being he is. And then he's a Hall of Fame coach. But you know, the times were changing. Like right when he retired, that's really 8 weeks after I took the job, the transfer portal became a thing. NIL became a thing.
Different world.
Oh, and hey, by the way, you're going to the SEC in 4 years. And everybody gets an extra year of COVID. All four of those things happened 8 weeks. And I had two players when I got the job. So that's the reality of what's hard on taking over jobs is, you know, this time of year, you might have to, you know, back in the old days, you come to the Final Four, you might have two or three guys sign late, tops, come to the Final Four, see some old colleagues, have a couple pops at lunch. I'm going from here to a Zoom.
I'm not gonna lie, I'm surprised you're even here today, because I remember last year you were like, we're in the same convention center, but I'm on a Zoom, just transfer portal, transfer
I'm
portal.
literally going from here to my hotel room. I have a Zoom for 20 minutes.
Gotcha.
And but this is, it's our new world. And John, you know, he amazing having, you know, being able to do that at Duke with his key play. And he's such an ambassador because he won a national championship.
Yeah.
Being able to have the opportunity to win a national championship as a player and a coach is special.
What do you think decides Florida and Auburn, obviously seeing both of them this year and going up against them?
You know, the thing that I've asked, been asked this a lot, their positional size is daunting. They're 6'11", 6'10", 6'9". But they both defensively put so much pressure on you. But they also have elite hard shot makers.
Yeah.
Like Clayton, we played Florida.
He's
The
unbelievable.
first five possessions, we got stops. And I'm sitting there feeling pretty good about myself, going, all right.
Yeah.
And he comes off a ball screen right to left,
Ticking time
strikes,
bomb.
and just hit like a 28-foot dagger. Then he comes down off the dribble. He hits back-to-back daggers. And we're just like, he just did it again. I mean, their shot-making ability, those two teams, they're both elite positional size, and that's in athleticism.
If Auburn's going to win, to me, it's the defense of Denver Jones, and then Tahad Pettiford's going to have to clear 20 points. That's what I look at the first two things.
You know, both those guys, they just have so many different guys. Both teams have, and I'll say this, I told Todd this Golden after we played. Condon was out the game we played. And Hawes, so he played and he had the game before him. He had like 10 and 10 and then Argon. So I told Todd, I said, in our Final Four run at Loyola, I said, Ben Richardson got hurt in like end of early December. And then he came back in February, and Lucas Williamson was a freshman that I ended up having to play. And then when Ben came back, Ben started again, but Lucas was my sixth man and was unbelievable in our Final Four run. I said, Todd, the fact that Condon's out, this kid is emerging.
He's gonna
He's
help you.
going to help you in March. And I'm telling you, And not that I'm trying to be a prophet, but what the hell? I'll say it.
You want to be my co-host?
No one else is saying it. So, but sure enough, did you see how much
Yeah.
that kid has been huge? Because they get experience during the season, and then you're deeper.
B
Then you're
besides
deeper.
Clayton, he was their best player on the court
Oh man, he was terrific.
in their last game. All right, I know you got to run. American Cancer Society Coaches versus Cancer, obviously a great cause. Tell us more about what you're doing.
You know, it just for years, Coaches versus Cancer and the American Cancer Society have been partners. Everybody's been affected this. I lost both my parents. And the thing is that the society, human beings, we've overcome things through every decade. We are going to beat cancer. And the technology now to get early detection saves lives. You can get in there, friends, family, early detection can save lives. And it's just, we've got to outright have our outreach, keep pushing, keep fighting. We will beat cancer with the push. And the American Cancer Society, Coaches versus Cancer, are all pushing. And we plead for everyone to jump on board.
Well, Coach, always great to see you and appreciate your support in such a great cause. By the way, you in or out on the Bears this year?
Oh, I'm so in. If I had 5 feet, I'd be 5 feet in. I drink the Kool-Aid. Drink the Kool-Aid.
You're preparing for the heartbreak. It's the Saturday Night Live special against
I'm starting. Oh, I was that guy on openings this kickoff that was at everything. I had my Peyton jersey on. I had chili and everything. And that first game just punched me in the gut.
Yeah, I almost just strangled myself here with my headphones just flying out of my ears. But, Coach, great to see you. Thanks so much.
Zach, take care, my friend.